Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. From my earliest recollection, I have known that song and claimed that promise, the promise of its lyrics, as my own. Born in Baltimore, the first and only child of two God-fearing servants of Christ, I recall being a regular attendee with them at Sunday morning worship. In those days, there was no such thing as children's church, and I quickly learned that standing up, talking to the streetcar that was passing by the open window was not appropriate behavior in God's house. My dad, an elder who was the spiritual head of our home, and my mom, a deacon who was also a Sunday school teacher, were faithful to their baptismal vows to, quote, bring her up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, end quote. For in addition to worship, they saw to it that I had bedtime and mealtime prayers and Sunday school from the beginner's class up. From the time I reached school age, I can recall spending a few minutes with Mom each morning, memorizing scripture verses and praying before I caught the bus to school. Things I learned then are with me yet, and they help to lay a solid foundation for my faith. I don't ever remember a time when I didn't know that Jesus had come to be our Savior. I had been well taught, and I had seen Christ's love lived out before me. But I also had learned that he had to be invited to come and live within us. To my parents' great joy, one Saturday night when I was about 9 years old, I recall the event vividly, but not the exact date. I knelt by my bed and asked Christ to forgive my sins, come into my heart, and be my Savior. From that moment, I knew I really belonged to him. Mom was also active in what was then called Child Evangelism Fellowship, and she taught weekly Bible classes in our home. Of course, I was included in that instruction, too, and as the years went by, I became her helper. As a family, we faithfully attended Sunday night worship and Wednesday night prayer meeting, and when I was old enough, Sunday night youth groups. Sometime during my early teen years, our pastor, Robert Smoot, preached a sermon series on Paul's letter to the Romans. When he got to chapter 8, I was truly blown away. Not only did Paul assure us that all things, whatever they are, work together for good to those who love God, but he also assured us that if God be for us, who can be against us? These two verses have been spiritual anchors for me since that time. How amazing! God really does care about the details of our lives, and as I look back, I can see how his hand has guided my steps. Through my parents, the Lord blessed me with a love and talent for music. I fondly remember learning songs like I'm a Little Teapot, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam, and of course, Jesus Loves Me. We had a piano in our home. Both Mom and Dad played. So quite naturally, I too developed an interest in music and began taking piano lessons when I was about 7. I loved playing, and most of the time I practiced willingly. Participating in many junior piano recitals helped prepare me for what became my real music passion, singing. At my piano teacher's urging, my parents engaged a voice teacher, and my vocal journey began. It wasn't easy for a family living on a single wage earner's income to cover the added expense. You see, we were rich in spiritual things, but by the world's standards, even though I didn't know it, we were poor. Dad worked overtime whenever he had the opportunity, and the Lord had always provided for our needs. This time he provided music teachers who reduced their fees enough to enable me to study both piano and voice. What began with a little one solo at church on Children's Day developed into a lifetime of singing at church, at school, and in the community. I have loved singing and have been blessed richly through teachers and directors and singing opportunities all along the way, from fourth grade chorus through senior choir at school, to junior choir and adult choir at church, to numerous choirs and ensembles in college, to community choruses, both sacred and secular, to my many years directing Chapel Gates Choir, to my years singing with the National Christian Choir. I have had the privilege of using the talent he has given me to praise my Savior in song. Not only has the music touched my soul, texts of the hymns and anthems I have learned have enriched my life, deepened my faith, and still bring joy daily to comfort my soul. While I was in college, my mother was found to have breast cancer. My dad and I were devastated. How could this happen to such a faithful servant? Our close-knit family would be lost without her. Yet, through her illness, she was a continual testimony to his faithfulness, and her homegoing was a time of rejoicing. 1 month to the day after Mom was laid to rest, our loving Lord brought into my life my dear and precious Fred. As always, God's timing was perfect. I was free of caregiving responsibilities, and Mom didn't have to worry about her non-swimming, only daughter going on a blind date on the bay in a 16-foot boat. In Fred, the Lord brought me a gentle, caring companion, a strong and loving husband, a godly man with a true servant's heart. And it has been our joy to worship and serve the Lord together, lo, these many years. In so many ways throughout my life, I have seen God work the worst as well as the best things for my good, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and professionally. Like the remission from the cancer enough for Mom to see me graduate from college and start teaching. Like the unexpected stranger who took me out on a boat and won my heart. Like Fred's sweet mother who welcomed me as if I were her own, just when I was missing my own mom. Like the unwelcome meteor transfer of a beloved Christian principal of my school. Yet the supposedly impossible mid-year transfer that came through and allowed this teacher to join him at his new school. Like the sudden heart attack that claimed our dear 44-year-old old friend and former pastor. Like the shock and loss of our second boat through arson on a boatyard fire. Like the provision of a talented and accomplished young organist to fill our need when this music director and Chapelgate Church had searched long and come up empty. Like my own 1994 diagnosis with breast cancer. Like the successful surgeries and chemotherapy treatments that did their job. Like the sudden drop in heart rate that sent my dear Fred to the hospital in the middle of the night back in 2005. Like the accurate diagnosis and the pacemaker that restored his heart to normal function. I could go on and on. Each of these events is a story unto itself of God's goodness and provision resulting in spiritual growth. I treasure the promise of Philippians 4:6, which tells us, "Be anxious for nothing. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Again, I turn to music, for a favorite hymn says it so well. "Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust him fully all for us to do. They who trust him wholly find him wholly true." I believe that, for I have found him to be wholly faithful to all that he has promised.